This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
There have been three cases of Ebola in the United States. Thomas Eric Duncan died of the disease, and two nurses who cared for him are undergoing treatment. While the outbreak has been largely limited to West Africa, local communities here are feeling the effects of this disease in other ways. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson visited Staten Island in New York City, home to one of the largest Liberian communities in the U.S.
Five, six.
Kelly Brown counts out a stack of $20 bills on the counter of a Western Union.
I'm sending money to Liberia.
7, 8, 9, 10.
What's the fee?
$10.50.
Brown's lived in Staten Island for about 15 years now. Like other Liberians here, he followed family during the country's civil war. But much of his family is still in Liberia, one of the country's hardest hit by Ebola. Nearly 2,500 people have died there from the disease. Brown says basic items have become much more expensive, and family members are staying home from work.
My cousins, who cannot go out in the street to sell water, definitely are calling me on a daily basis. Oh, Uncle Telly, how am I going to make it? I don't have food.
So in recent months, he started sending back about $300 a month, double what he used to. And he's fundraising for the Staten Island Liberians Ebola Fund. But coming up with extra cash each month means things are tight for Brown and his family here in New York.
It makes me to reduce the amount of milk that I used to drink. If I maybe eat three times a day, I'll have to save on a meal, eat two times a day.
And that can have ripple effects in the local economy. One place Brown's cutting back is in trips to an outdoor market that sells traditional West African food, like hot sauces and cooked meats. Vendor Sony Sema talks with a visitor, Solomon Reeves.
Nobody got money now to buy food, to eat. Because every day, you got to sell 200, 300, or 500 for Africa for a family. So in meanwhile, we don't got no money.
Any money you get, you send it home so you don't have enough money to spend here.
Yeah.
Sema says she's now worried about paying rent. But it's not just the money that's keeping people away. Solomon Reeves says there's also a lot of fear about who might have traveled to West Africa recently.
Because of the Ebola, people don't really come the way they used to come here. They're afraid.
Some vendors aren't coming either. There are only three tables.
Usually we can have up to 10, sometimes more than that.
Before he came to the market, Reeves said his wife told him to be careful. And he noticed recently that a friend didn't want to shake his hand. And there have been a couple reports of Liberians told to stay home from work. This is a community that's suffering economically and socially, all because of a disease where the closest diagnosed case is still over 1,000 miles away. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.